Proclamation number 6694 of 20th of November, 1956. God's warning of torments of new banishment. And eternities can pass until your souls have found their way home to me. But it is certain that they will return to me one day. But these words should not make you humans lukewarm in your spiritual striving. You should not. In the certainty that one day you will reach the aim after all and not be eternally lost. Through this earthly life indifferently and neglect your soul's work, for you don't know how agonizing the time is for you which is granted to failing souls after this life on earth. For it is the time of the end, and it signifies your death. If you are not called away prematurely, something different than before. For the spiritual kingdom is closed to you after the end of this earth, which otherwise received the souls who departed from earth and who could still continue their maturing process in the spiritual kingdom if they were willing to do so. But now, after the end of this earth, a completely different period of development begins. The order which is my eternal law will be re-established everywhere, and this also means a new incarnation for all spiritual substances. Beginning with the banishment into solid matter and the incorporation of what was previously bound in it into the process of development, which continues to progress. All immature spiritual substances are, as it were, incarnated again in the most diverse new creations of this earth, and for the spiritual kingdom to it is a time of peace and tranquility, because the dark forces can now no longer wage battle, for they too are banished in form. My adversary is in shackles, for his followers are bound. And thus you know that you will face a dreadful fate after the end of this earth, even if you are certain that one day you will be released from all torment and allowed to be blissfully happy. But you should not overlook the time until then, and therefore you should do everything in order to find me before then. For you will still spend eternities at a distance from me. Yet through your own fault, for I constantly convey the knowledge to you humans, but only very few accept it. And the days go by and remain amused. And you can believe that you will be eternally grateful to me for the most severe suffering if it has led you to a different way of thinking, if you have found me through the suffering before the end. But suffering is only the only means left. Suffering can be a blessing for you if it makes you realize that you have to change before it is too late. My love does not want people to suffer, but my love wants to spare you an immeasurably long time of suffering through small suffering, for I know the extent of torments, and what I will still let come upon you on earth in order to achieve your transformation can only be called tiny compared to those torments. But the hardened human hearts cannot be moved in any other way than through extreme adversity. And therefore such hardship is to come if I still want to win over a few, even if you humans will not be able to understand that I keep silent about everything people do to each other, or when I myself harshly touch people through events of a natural nature. Allow much. For this hardship on earth will soon come to an end. But the hardship of the souls who do not find their way to me will last an infinitely long time again. Once you will certainly end up with me, but do you want to prolong the time of distance from me, the time of unhappiness, which is the result of distancing yourselves from God? Whereas it is already possible for you to bring it to an end now on this earth? I urgently implore you to believe these words and go into yourselves. Just let your thoughts wander into infinity for once, so that you may receive enlightenment which you think you cannot believe. And truly, I will listen to your request. I myself will take hold of you and help you to take the right path before the end, the path which leads to me and to eternal bliss. Amen.